Martha, Martha, Martha. Yes, that was a soft Brady Bunch reference, by the way, too. Nobody got that? You don't remember the Brady Bunch growing up? As we come here today, we hear a passage that we can, as I said at the beginning of Mass, fall into an easy trap of a false presumption. Martha's running around the house doing stuff. Mary is at the knees of Jesus. So Jesus is condemning busyness. No, we have to be careful with that interpretation. Because in our first reading, for example, we hear how these mystic visitors come to Abraham and basically say to him, serve us. Now, I don't know about you, but if someone would come to my house and say to me, make me something to eat, I don't know if my first response, oh, sure, let me go buy a cow real quick and get some of the best curds from Ellsworth cheese, you know. I don't think that would be my initial response. But one is ridiculed, and one is blessed. Your wife Sarah will have a child. What's going on? The key to this passage isn't busyness or contemplation. It's Martha's request of Jesus. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. Tell her to help me. I've shared this with you before. It's sprinkled throughout the Gospels. It's never a good idea to try to tell Jesus how to be Messiah. That's just kind of like spiritual life 101, you know? Don't try to force Jesus' hand. Lord, I want you to be Messiah the way I want you to be Messiah. Because I'll be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if someday we find some ancient Aramaic or Greek parchment that has a little addition at the end of this gospel passage that would state at the end, Mary has chosen the better part and will not be taken for her. And then Jesus said, now Mary, get to work. Not again as a condoning of busyness, but was Martha responding to the call of Christ in her service? Or did she have some other motives going on inside of her? Was she really doing the things that she was doing because Christ invited her to do so? Or maybe she had a desire to impress him, a desire to flatter him. I'll never forget my first assignment. This wonderful family, who really, they were trying so hard to impress the new priest in town. They invited me over for dinner, which is always a lovely experience. But it wasn't just, I went there, and my goodness, I had never seen a nicer spread of china and glasses. And there were actually calligraphied name tags on each plate. Everybody had a place. Now, at one level, was I humbled and impressed that they went to this extent to try to impress me? Of course. I mean, it was clearly a visible, over-the-top, dare I say, sign of we want our priest to feel welcome. But at the same time, when I sat down, I was terrified to touch anything. You know? I was like, what happened? I'm kind of a bull in the china shop. I didn't want to break anything. It was just so perfect and elegant. Now, does this mean I thought negatively of the family? Absolutely not. And over time, it was very clear that this was a very dedicated, devout family. But to me, there was this feeling of, as impressed as I am with this all, I want to know if Jesus has your heart or not. You know, I don't need the calligraphy name tag. Or do we want to walk together in faith? I don't need to be flattered. What's going to stir me is share with me your walk in Christ, and I'll share with you mine, and let's walk together. If you want to do that with fine china, go for it. If you want to do it with paper plates and like the old lunchroom trays that you nabbed from the school, sure. You know, that's not going to be the way I judge you. Do you live your life for Christ? Because I want to surround myself with people who live for Christ to help me live for Christ so I can help others live for Christ. So therefore, who was right, Martha or Mary? Well, Jesus, Mary was, but it wasn't just because she was on her knees and Martha was at the sink. It was because Mary was waiting for Christ to call her to something, where Martha, in presumption, decided that she was going to do apart from what Christ's desire was. Therefore, I ask you this week, be a Mary Martha. What? Be a Mary Martha, not a Martha Mary. Father, now you're just getting confusing. Be a Mary Martha. First, place yourself in Christ's presence. Wait for him to call. And when called, then be the Martha. But not for personal gain, not for personal satisfaction, not for some type of sense of self-fulfillment. Because you do for Christ, at Christ's call, at Christ's beckoning. Walk with Christ this week. And together, let us continue to walk with Christ, listening to do his will and to share the love, the fruitfulness we receive with those around us.